Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to another video on my channel. And as I said last time, I spoke last time about the five reasons why INFJs would be good in an apocalyptic situation, why we would be successful, we would be able to help whoever's around us and perhaps survive. And in this one, as I promised, I wanted to speak about why we wouldn't be successful, why I think there are some qualities we do have that might result in our demise. Not to be negative about it, but these are the reasons why I think that we would have a really hard time with the situation, and perhaps we might even not be successful in staying alive or even just being in the group itself in a cohesive fashion. So the first reason, obviously, as you can imagine, the first thing that's going to come up in a situation like this is that we're going to have to rely upon other people. We're going to have to ask for help. We're going to have to voice what's going on with us rather than keep everything to ourselves. We're going to have to be social. And not only is our social battery not going to change suddenly, you know, it's not like, oh, we're in an apocalyptic situation. Okay, now my social battery is going to work in a different fashion. No, we're still going to have the same capacity for social situations. But we're going to have to be social more often. Actually, probably we're going to have to spend a lot more time around people, probably 24/7, really, if you think about it. It's not like we can just shut the door to whatever situation we're in. We're probably going to be spending a lot of time in a situation like probably camping or outdoors and with people around us all the time, right? It's not like we can just say, hey, so my social battery's down and I think I'm going to take a few steps away from you and spend my time in that little corner over there. Maybe you could do that for a little bit, but probably the situation is going to be so dangerous that you're not going to be able to do that, right? That's what I'm imagining. Even if it's not that dangerous, it's not a good idea to like isolate yourself from other people. So our social battery is going to be a huge issue for us. We're going to be get exhausted very quickly when we're around people all the time. And then the more exhausted we get, the worse our decision-making skills become. I know that for myself. When I'm really, really socially exhausted, I start saying stupid things. I start blurting out whatever's in my mind without any filter. And then I'm like, oh shit, I shouldn't have said that. And then I have no poker face. I really can't hide. If I don't like someone, I will not be able to hide the fact that I don't like them. And then I just can't be around people. I'll just have to leave. And I'm wondering, obviously, this is a special situation if you're in an apocalyptic situation, right? So it's a special situation. Would that change my mind about my social battery? I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm guessing that it's going to be pretty similar and that I'm going to have a hard time with being around people all the time. And I think that will be a big, big nail in the coffin for us. We're going to have to deal with that in some way or form. I have no idea. Just kind of ignore it, I guess, or just get used to it. I know people are adaptable, so perhaps we'll just adapt to the situation. But this is definitely going to be one of those things that's going to be a killer. The other thing that I do want to say about this is that, you know, I know people who can be extreme, can seem as extroverts in such certain situations, and then actually be introverts. And I'm like that. You know, when I do these videos, I come across as an extrovert because I'm very bubbly and cheerful and all of that, people say. But obviously, I'm an introvert. I don't like people all the time around me. So we can pretend, and it is possible for us to pretend. And probably what's going to happen in the first few days is that we're going to pretend very well. and we're going to be very ingratiated with, into the group. Like, everyone's going to love us, be like, oh my gosh, she's great, awesome, amazing, you're awesome, he's great. And obviously that's going to fall apart very quickly, because eventually we're going to be like, okay, I'm tired of this nonsense, I'm tired of being like this, I'm going to go back to my normal self for a bit. And everyone's going to be like, what happened? Why are you being like this? Which always happens to me. And, you know, they're just like baffled by the switch. It's like suddenly I'm like this person, that person. And then obviously they get annoyed or upset by it. And so I feel like that's going to happen as well. And so that's something we have to watch out for. Another reason why I think that's going to be very hard for us to survive an apocalyptic situation is because we are the kind of person who wants to save everyone, right? We can't think about, we're probably going to be thinking about the good of many and versus the good of one, you know, like the ultimate question. And then we'll be like, okay, no, if we can save many people, why won't we save many people as opposed to just one person? And we're just too soft in general is what the whole situation is. We can be hard, we can be harsh, yes. But when it comes to saving people, particularly if there are children involved or, you know, innocent beings like that who are vulnerable, we're going to be doing anything we can to protect them and to save them. And in a lot of cases, we won't be able to save them. And what's going to happen is we're going to make foolish decisions to save a bunch of people that we can't probably save. And that's going to result in issues and actually probably cause us to be disintegrated from the group, because the group is going to be like, no, we can't save them. You know, we just have to let them go. I'm sorry, but stop doing that. And we're just so soft. We'll be like, well, but, you know, and I always think in my head, like, I'm like, you know, what would I do if I had to choose? And I feel like it'd be a really hard decision for us, not only because we're soft, but because we want to save everyone. We're always about the group. And yes, sometimes we can be individualistic, but like, if I was in a situation like that, and if I could save a bunch of people, wouldn't I try my level best to make it happen? I think I would. But that could result in issues, because in a lot of times you have to kind of consider the situation and say, maybe it's not the best idea. It's better to save these people here. That is absolutely 100% possibility, rather than go out and try to save those people that might not happen, that actually might result in the death of many, right? So that's a really hard one. And I think that that would be another reason why we'd be terrible in that situation. Because we have no poker face is also another reason why we'd be terrible at it. Anytime I watch any of those Survivor shows, I don't watch many, but whenever I have watched them, it's always really amazing to me how these people are so good at concealing their real thoughts, their real ideas, their real emotions and feelings. They can come across as complete friends, and like they love each other and they're just like camaraderie, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, it was revealed that this person was backstabbing this other person the whole time. And I'm just sitting there thinking, oh my, this person, I mean, God, they're good, right? They're really good at playing the game. They're good at the diplomacy thing. They're good at the politics game. They're good at faking it. And they're good at all that poker face stuff. And we're terrible at this stuff. I mean, we really are. Like, I mean, I really have no idea how to do it. I wish I was good at it. I think I'd be a lot more successful if I was. I could fake it, but I'm really also not very good at faking it. I can fake it for a little bit, and then I get really tired of faking it, and then I stop, and then it just completely falls apart. And so that's another reason why I think that we would be terrible in these situations, because we have no poker face. I mean, it's really important when you're in a situation like this, when there's paranoia and anxiety and all these people are fighting against each other and people just want to survive at the cost of everyone else's lives. No one cares about anyone. They just want to survive. Like, they just care about their own self. And that's another reason why we won't be able to be successful at it, because we're not just going to only care about our own self. If we could kill ourselves and save a bunch of people, we would do it, I think. Maybe. Or, like, we would definitely be in a situation where we would try to save as many people as possible, right? Like, not only just ourselves. And so, in that situation, we have no poker face. We have no ability to play these games. If we don't like you, we'll be like, well, you know, I don't like you, but because we are in the same group, I'm going to do as much as possible to save you. But we won't be able to play all these games. You know, we won't be able to backstab someone or, like, say things behind this person's back and then kill this other person and be on this person's side. All of those games, all these political things that people do, I can't watch these shows. Like, there's so many shows like that. And when I watch these shows, I literally get, like, anxiety and I start feeling sick to my stomach, because all of these, like, political games really make me sick. I just don't like them. I feel like it's just uncomfortable and uneasy just watching them. And so I can't play these games, but I feel like in a lot of these survivor style situations, you know, when you're in an apocalyptic situation, you're going to have to play these games. Otherwise, you're not going to survive. Like, you really won't. Because everyone else is playing the game. And if you're not playing the game, you're kind of playing the game in the wrong way, right? And so you might end up in a situation where everyone else is playing the game against you, and then you get killed. What's going to happen in a lot of situations like this, probably, I imagine, is that the INFJs are just going to go on their own. They'll be like, I can't deal with this shit. I mean, I'm out of here. Like, you guys, you do what you need to do. You play your games. If we can just be direct and honest about it, it would be great, but you can't. So I'm going to go do my own thing. And then they're just going to go off. And then, unfortunately, I don't know if it's necessarily the best idea in this kind of apocalyptic situation to be on your own. I think it's best to be in a group situation. And it's another reason why we won't survive is because we'll just go off on our own. We'll be like, ah, c'est la vie, goodbye, I'm doing it on my own. And then, phew, we're gone, right? Just fine with us. I mean, we're happy to, you know, we talk about death all the time, so we're okay with all that stuff. But, you know, this is another reason why I think it'd be really, really difficult for us. So these are the few things that I've mentioned. I hope that they kind of make sense to you. I've been thinking about this, as you can imagine, a lot. And, you know, as I've said before, I don't know. In my head, when I think about all these situations, I have a very clear idea that I'm probably not going to survive. Because of the fact that I am so, in so many different ways, terrible at survivor and in surviving in general. Like, I can't, you know, kill someone. Like, if I had to kill someone in order to protect myself, could I kill someone? I mean, even the thought of it, I can't reconcile myself with it. You know, all of these reasons I've presented to you are the reasons why I will fail. You know, I mean, yes, I can be a good leader. Yes, I can perceive the future and give you an idea of what's going to happen, and I can predict and use my intuition, blah, 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 all the good things. But all in all, what's going to happen is my social battery is going to die. I'm not going to be able to play these games. I'm going to be too soft. I'm going to want to save everyone. I'm going to get really upset if we can't save certain people, especially children or babies or you know, animals, things like that. And then I'm going to do stupid things. I'm going to say foolish things. I'm going to be kicked out of the group, and then I'm going to be on my own, and then I'm going to die. And so this is what my prediction is. Of course, I could be a completely different person in that situation. You know, like, you know how people change when, like, they're really faced with death? So maybe I might turn into a complete crazy person, a psycho. But, you know, who knows, right? But this is what my prediction is. This is what I wanted to share with you. And I wonder, you know, what did you think about my list, my points? And if you have any to share that you think I missed, I'd love to hear those as well. And again, I'm really grateful that I can share these random, crazy, kooky ideas with you. And you just take it in and you just run with it. So I just love it. I'm so grateful to have you all. And again, have a great day wherever you are. Really, really grateful for all of you. And I shall see you the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.